You have kids here. Imam Hussein's daughter, 4 or 6 years old. And that daughter that loved him so much has to go through the events of Karbala. And then he's sitting in a prison. It's all dark, in a corner, on wet floor. A daughter is remembering how she used to sleep on the chest of her father. How in Karbala for 3 days she did not get water. How when she asked for water, Hazrat Abbas went but never came back. How she was slapped around on her face and taken from one courtyard to another to be placed in ropes, to be paraded in the streets. In her imagination, all she could think about was the events that befell on her. And she's crying, remembering those things. Falls asleep, gets up with tears in her eyes but smile on her face. She goes to Bibi Zainab, very happy. She said, I saw my dad in my dream and he was saying, my daughter, you will come to me very soon. And as she said that, the little kids, the orphans, started remembering their own dads. And the walls of prison was filled with the cries of little kids and women. And Imam Sajjad, looking at Bibi Sakina, smiled. As these sounds were getting louder, something was brought to her Sakina in a platter. If you can imagine, a daughter who's gone through so many sufferings is in a prison. In front of her, they bring this platter. And when they lift, Bibi Sakina looks at the severed head of her father. Tears in her eyes, a smile on her face. She stares at her father's self. She brings herself lower, puts her cheek to the cheek of her dad's, and she stops breathing. Her heart took so much pain, so much suffering, and now her body lies still in a prison surrounded by little kids and mothers shouting and doing matam, and Imam Sajjad looking at her sister, a sister for whom he has to dig a grave now, for whom he cannot get kafan, for whom in that hard floor of that prison, Imam Sajjad starts with his hands, a little bit of dirt at a time, while everyone is crying and Bibi Sakina's body is lying there. And he keeps digging and crying. His nails, the dirt is getting stuck in his nails. And he keeps digging. I don't know how long it took him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse those people who made Ahlul Bayt suffer. Ya Allah, for the sake of the tears of Bibi Sakina that came down from her eyes in the worries of Karbala, for the love of her father and her uncle, please forgive our sins. Make the coming of our Imam as soon as possible. Destroy the enemies of Islam. Make us the true followers of our 12th Imam. Allow us to be able to understand ourselves and you. More terms.